Grand rising and priming powerful beings, shout out to you. It's the Holistic Motivator. And today I'm going to be talking about consecration and sacrifice. Consecration and sacrifice, what that means. Sometimes in life, you got to give up stuff to grow up, right? Sometimes we got to give the bread for the body for the bread of the spirit, right? Consecration and sacrifice is not really a sacrifice, but an opportunity. What am I talking about? A lot of times we think sacrificing things means that we're running away from some stuff that we really need in our lives. Usually is we're running towards what we really need. Sometimes we gotta sacrifice what we do to cope to do the thing we need to heal. Now, this message is primarily because this is fasting week for the tribe. We're going into week two of entering, fueling your spirit of internal spring cleaning. And part of consecrating yourself is to say that there are certain things in my life that I love doing, that I like to engage, but I want to show myself that I don't need them. There are some people in my life that are actually energy drainers, but I want to show myself that I don't need them. Now, what do I mean by I don't need them? It's not telling you don't need people, but there are people in your life that only comes to take withdrawals every time they come. All right, they're taking withdrawals from your body and they're depositing toxicity in your spirit. Some people can call that hungry ghosts. We got people like that. They're actually roaming the streets late at night, hollering at you, trying to get inside of you, if you know what I'm saying. So basically, at some point of our lives, we got to say, I got to sacrifice what I think I need, right? Which is the pseudo love to get what you really need, which is God love. So sometimes you got to sacrifice having sex. Sometimes you have to sacrifice even your favorite shows, not saying they're bad. I got a lot of favorite shows that I'm not going to watch this week. I love them, but it doesn't mean I'm never going to watch them again. It just means at least for this week, I'm going to stay away from them. I love to be on social media. However, I'm choosing to only go on here to engage, to post, but not be on it all the time. Does that mean there's something wrong with TikTok? Aren't you getting some benefit off of TikTok? Absolutely. But what if you got what you needed and you left, but you didn't just get everything else with it? That's a form of sacrifice. Sacrifice also says there are certain toxins, there are certain things that they're not bad, but I've been overdoing it. Like for me, I done OD'd, not OD like overdose, but overdone the ganja sometimes. And I have to sacrifice it. I gave it up actually. Why? Not because it's bad. It is a medicine, but a medicine that you need all of the time becomes a god. So when we sacrifice things, we say, God, you're more important to me than these things. Now, some of us, we may have learned something about our personality, and we have to say, not only must I sacrifice this for a while, I might have to sacrifice it forever. Right? That's the decision I had to make. Why? Because I realized that some stuff in my life doesn't serve a purpose, but takes away from my money, takes away from my pocket, drowns out my true essence, and block out my spiritual gifts. So when you sacrifice things, you're not necessarily giving up stuff that hurts you, that helps you. You're actually giving up stuff that's slowly hurting you. It's just the truth of the matter. Now, is this judging yourself, shaming yourself, grit tripping yourself? Nah, it's actually saying, I want to be at the best state. It's actually saying, I want to be the optimal state where I can think clearly, where I'm not dopamine fixed. We get dopamine from so many different things, whether it's the TV, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a place that you go, whether it's something that you ingest, whether it's the food. All of these are dopamine hits, and our dopamine brain becomes like somebody looking for the next fix, dopamine. Now, that's what it's called, dope, right? So it feels dope. But you don't feel dope unless you have it. That's an issue. What I want people to get is, what if you can feel dope without a thing? Like you just feel dope. You wake up, you feel high on life, right? You wake up and you experience life to the best of it because you just feel good. You feel good, you look good, you're walking good. That's what consecration is about. It's the benefit of what you get from feeling good. We want to let feeling good pulls us, but we don't want to let things pull us to feel good. What I mean by that is we want to get ourselves in such a way that we are naturally energized, we're naturally at peace, And this is why we drink herbs. This is why we drink teas to relax our central nervous systems. However, we have to do a dopamine reset. I'm telling you, a reason why we fast is to reset our entire body. Fasting gets you in autophagy. Internal spring cleaning and autophagy is the same exact thing. Why? Because it's a cleaning up of your cells, right? The killing up of your cells, now building new cells that's now going to now kill a lot of toxicity and disease. And it can eradicate things like heart disease, cancer, and a whole lot of other ailments by just getting your body in a state of autophagy. So whether it's calorie restriction, like one raw meal a day and juices when you're not having the raw meal, whether it's fasting where you're simply not ingesting any glucose, and glucose is not just sugar, a lot of the fruits you eat have glucose. It allows your body to naturally repair itself. There are studies that's been done that by fasting once a week, the process of autophagy almost renews all of your cells. You're literally being made a new person, cellular level. So a lot of people think being made a new person is, oh, my spirit is being just washed by God. Yes, that's happening. But I'm talking about a cellular reset, a cellular reset. Have you been suffering with IBS, irritable bowel syndrome? Have you been constantly constipated? Are you dealing with anxiety, stress, or depression? All these can actually be reversed through the process of autophagy. Now, I talked about dopamine, which is how we feel dope and feel good, and it's like getting a fix. But having just talked about serotonin production, which 95% of it happens in the gut. Now, we talk about the gut and gut health. Gut health is mental health. And if your mental health needs improvement, and we all can improve our mental health, no matter who you are, we all grow through it, y'all. Everybody's growing through this. And there's a lot of things to be stressed about. Life is stressful. The news is stressful. There's toxins in your food. There's toxins in your air. You're stuck in the matrix of your job, and sometimes you don't know how to get out of it. And it can be very tough. That's what life can bring: anxiety, stress, depression, anger towards the system, anger towards yourself. There's a lot of inner workings. People can be slimy. The people you depend on become Judases of your life, betraying you. You know, life is just life. And if you're going to do life better, we got to change up our hormones. Now, we have something called the pituitary gland, the master gland. We have the pineal gland, the master gland. When we develop holistic habits, like waking up with the sun, setting with the sun, we are resetting what is called our body's clock. Now, our body's clock is literally a clock. It's literally working on clockwork. If you can organize yourself to align your habits with your body clock, you can be healthy. Healthier. Now, serotonin production. When you clear out your gut, when you juice feast, when you detox, as we fast, you're going to help your gut create serotonin more effectively. Now, serotonin inhibitors are naturally used to treat depression and anxiety. Now, you can actually be the inhibitor for your serotonin by detoxing and fasting. So now, not only are we cleaning the body, but we also now we're cleaning the spirit, because the spirit is affected by the body, because the body houses the spirit. So you can try to be as spiritual as you want in a toxic temple, and it's going to be very hard. It's like walking to a church full of toxicity wanting healing, right? You are that church. And if you are toxic, it's hard for you to be giving praise. It's hard for you to manifest the word they say. It's hard for you to carry out the gift that God gave you. It's hard for you to be one with God. That's why we want to consecrate and sacrifice. Not for the basis of judging yourself or being overly righteous. This is not even a righteousness tip. It's a, do you want to feel good? Do you want to look good? Do you want to be productive? Do you want to create the life that you want? Do you want to not suffer pain that you can change by changing your habits? Do you want to just say that I'm doing this to cope, or do you want to do stuff to heal? It's going to be your choice. Nobody is judging your choices. However, you got a choice to choose vitality or pain. You got a choice to choose. You got a choice to choose energy or constant stress and anxiety. It's your choice. I'm not here to judge your choices. I'm here to tell you there's better choices. I'm just here to tell you, bruh, that you can be at a place of peace if you just are more disciplined. Discipline, discipline. How do I become disciplined? Discipline means that you show your body, I'm the boss of me. When we were kids, we told everybody and their mama, you're not the boss of me. You're not the boss of me. But do you tell yourself that? Do you tell your emotions that? Do you tell your limiting thoughts that? Right? We are fighting ourselves a lot of time. I fight myself all of the time. Somebody says, man, you're judging me. How can I judge you when I am you? When I go through the very same thing. When I'm pleading my case to you because I'm pleading to myself. Right? So I don't want anybody to think that it is out here trying to judge your health choices. I just want you to stop suffering like I suffered. I just want you to stop suffering like I've suffered. I just want you to step into the blissness of it. So I'm saying that I still suffer and I've suffered worse, but I've always been more at peace when I'm in alignment, when I decide to consecrate and sacrifice, when I decide to discipline and tell myself I control my life. I choose what I eat. I choose where I go. I choose what I watch. I choose what I listen to. I choose how I program my soul. Some of you, your consecration and sacrifice is going to be away from trap music. I was listening to some gospel, then some King Von came in. I was like, oh Lord, I cannot listen to that, right? And at first, it started getting me in my demon time, right? I'm like, I'm listening to King Von. All of a sudden, my entire energy shifted. You'd be surprised what the music is doing to your soul. You'd be surprised. Put on some song. I just saw a song called Altar on Apple Music. It was beautiful, right? And God is elevating a lot of Christian music now to be mainstream because the truth resonates at a frequency that's high vibration, and it raises your vibration. Now, you can go in your carnal self and feel tough, but the true strength lies in the spirit. And feel courageous. Now, you can listen to trap music and feel like you're a trapper. But when you listen to godly music, you feel like a god. Tell me peace, God. Don't tell me peace, God, if you're listening to the devil. Now, somebody said the devil. The devil knows how to bring it out in songs. That's the ministry. I'm not calling them the devil. I'm not calling them the devil. In fact, I'm saying God's ready to redeem them. Some of them know not what they're doing. Some people just explaining their story. I went through this. I'm explaining it. By all means, we all should explain what we go through. Shoot. That's just not my experience. If it's not your experience, stop trying to act like it's your experience. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to create that in your mind. Next thing you know, you end up shooting somebody because they step on your shoes. And you like, where did this programming come from? Well, you didn't take control of your mind. Right, I'm not judging rappers. Why? Because they went through their life. That's their life, man. But I don't need your life to hurt my life because I'm unconscious about what I'm putting in my ear. Right? I'm not going to your concert where I'm putting my soul in your hands when I should be going to concert that puts God first. Right? It's just a different mentality. It's not really judgment, but it's just like, bro, sometimes when you sleepwalking through life, you entertain yourself into things you don't want to entertain yourself. You go in places and you get into spirits, that spirit come inside of you. I haven't been in a concert. I don't remember last time I went to a concert. The only concert I went to was in college because it was free. But I never go and buy a concert ticket. But I would buy a concert ticket to go see Lecrae, you know, to go see Kirk Franklin or something. Absolutely. Or to see another artist that's not necessarily gospel, but that speaks positive light. Right? I'll go see Toby Wigway. Like, I'll even go see maybe J. Cole, right? Now, because I like J. Cole, right? I like some of his messages. So I'm not telling you rap music is bad. I'm just telling you be conscious of the programming you're getting from it. So a sacrifice is not really a sacrifice as much as it is a blessing. It's like Abraham, right? He was blessed to be the father of a nation, but he had to be willing to attempt to kill his only son. But God so loved him that he wouldn't even let that happen. But sometimes God just want to see where your heart is. God just want to see it. And you're going to get what you really want when you give up what you think you need. And I'm just letting you know right now that there is, in the end times, two people will be at the same place. One will disappear. The other one will stay back. People are, running away. And I can't blame them. How can I? Like, I've been there so many times, bruh. Like, hosting Gettys for people who didn't really like me, just wanted to drink my liquor. Buying bottles for people who were not there for me when the lights turned off and I got evicted. Hosting block parties in my Bel Air, thinking like I'm the Fresh Prince till I lost it and became humbled by God. Right? I've been there. Going to parties just for the sake of it by myself for no doggone reason. Like, why am I even here? Right? I've been there. Going to a strip club and I'm like, the whole time I'm like, I don't belong here. I've been there, okay? And the only reason why I was there is because the peace I was looking for was never there, really. It was inside of me, right? I'm not telling you not to go out, but when you do go out, go in the right places, right? Surely you should go out, listen to some music, get some dance moves on. But there are some places you don't need to walk into, right? So to each his own place, to each his own event. A poetry slam might be just as entertaining as the club, even better, but more fulfilling. A retreat may be much better than a concert or a Mardi Gras vacation, right? I'm not telling you not to go to Mardi Gras. I'm not telling you not to do anything. Who am I? I can't tell you nothing. I'm not your God. I'm just telling you what has helped me get closer to God and what my spirit has been telling me. Yesterday, I was out doing some work, doing my work that's none of my work, right? And I was looking at this little restaurant that had a little dance. I was like, I don't even want to walk in here. I was like, I don't even want to go in there. It's not that people are bad in there or whatever. It's just I don't want to go in there. I don't feel like going in there. I'm like, I'm going to just go home. I just did the work I came here to do, right? And I did the work, and I'm like, I don't want to go in there. So I just went home. It's like, at some point in your life, you're going to have to change. At some point in your life, you're just going to have to grow up. At some point in life, you just want to play Barbies with your daughter if you got a daughter. Somebody says, you a grown man playing Barbies with your daughter. Like, it's going to make your daughter happy. It's going to make your son happy. You're going to do that with your son. Like, it's just your priority starts to shift. When your priority starts to shift, you start to grow. When your priority starts to shift, you start to prioritize the things of the spirit. It's not like, yo, I'm judging people. It's just that sometimes you can see it, right? You can see the hungry vultures. The other day, like I was doing my work, which is my work, and I saw people walking down the street, and three guys was like, man, we about to get three to the B&B. I'm like, I know what you're talking about, bro. Because I know my homies, they be on that too. And I know I was on that. But I didn't ever really get it like that because I guess my game wasn't that on point. But they was like, man, we about to get three B's to the Airbnb. I'm like, oh, Lord. Yeah, that's called Hungry Vulture right there, man. Now, some of you said, that's me. Shoot, I can't judge you. I keep telling you, I can't judge you because I was you. And there are parts of me that's still that. I'm still both carnal and man. I'm still both a spirit and carnal. I got the same thing working inside of me, and it's a fight. But I'm winning. I'm going to win it spiritually. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, then I see the women who become prey to these hungry ghosts. Let's get them to the B&B. But then the women are also the same thing because they're trying to get it in, right? But do they really want that? Aren't they really tired of it? The truth of the matter is, they don't really want that. They really just want love, right? They want to be loved. They want to be held. They want to be appreciated and adored and kissed, and they need to have a need. Sexually, everyone does. We have sexual needs, and we need to hormonally balance ourselves. But it's not balanced when that intention becomes like, I just want your body. I don't really care about you, right? And it starts to just rob you. Little by little, you lose yourself. Then you create an identity out of it to feel good about it. I saw something about the slut walk, where people are shameful about it, but now it's like, I am proud to be a slut. I'm like, oh my goodness, God have mercy. You know what I'm saying? And if you're proud to be a slut, I just want you to really think about that. Are you proud to let a lot of just people you don't know inside of you? Come on now. And you're like, why am I anxious and depressed? Because you're soaking in people's anxiety. Why am I anxious and depressed? I'm like, whoa. Sometimes you're out of balance because you're getting out of balance people inside your body. And you're making it an identity to defend yourself that you don't want to do it. Okay? Somebody says it was to take the power out of being called names. Okay. Well, maybe that's what it was for some people. However, when I watched the interviews, they wasn't really talking about that. It was just they were priding themselves on the amount of body counts they had. Right? Maybe that's what it was to some people. But for some people, it was just like, yeah, they didn't even know. Like when they really asked them, like, would your parents be proud? Like, well, they didn't have the right answers. So sometimes people would just jump on movements just to jump on them, right? They're being led astray. They're like Amber Rose who, right? So I'm just saying, I've seen it. I saw the interviews. I'm like, my goodness, really? She's like, I can't even count. It must be in the hundreds with pride. I'm like, okay, right? Now, does your past stop you from the unconditional love of God? Absolutely not. Now, that's why I love Jesus. He does not look at you as your past. However, he also says, find your identity in me and not in your past. You know, confession is, I realize that my identity in, I am acknowledging that it's not been service to me, Lord. And I understand that you know me before I did anything in this world, and my past does not define me. And the redemption comes from the confession and the realization that there's better. The realization that the divine laws that has written actually yields better. It's just better results. Like, it's absolutely better to be married in a loving relationship than to go from partner to partner. It's definitely better. Somebody might say, not really, I don't think marriage is. Well, I guarantee you, have you seen a happy family before? Have you not envied that? Look at that happy family. Now, I'm sure they go through their dark battles. They're in the dark, they go through their struggles. But it does not mean that that's always better. And the word says it's better to find a wife with the fear of the Lord and then to go into the bosom of the wicked woman. Okay? So for the guys who are like, bruh, a man who finds a good wife finds the good thing, right? But does that take you away from the redemption of God? Absolutely not. I'm not judging nobody here. That's why when Jesus was at the well and a Samaritan woman came and he asked something about her husband, he was like, I don't have a husband. God was like, well, who are you sleeping with? And he was like, man, if you drink from this water, you'll thirst again. But if you drink from my water, you'll never thirst again. That's the unconditional love of God. But it comes from realizing that, yo, what I've been kind of doing is not in service to me or to God in me. It's just a realization to say, what I've been doing is not in service to me and to God in me. But once you make an identity out of it to say, nobody should judge me, you're actually the one judging yourself. And you're not getting the ability to forgive because you're creating such an identity of it that it become hard rock. You think people are judging you, but you're judging yourself, really. And you know deep down you don't really want it. You know deep down what you really want, but sometimes we're not willing to sacrifice our identity for the God-given ability and identity in Christ. Why? Because we think people are coming for us. Right, and I'm letting you know that what you're looking for is not in the side of your vice, your indulgence, your sin, they say. And some people feel so bad about the word sin as if it's a condemnation, when it is actually God saying you're blocking your blessing through your actions. That's how I look at sin. You know, a person who robs and steals robs the ability to be blessed without looking over your back. A person who seeks to kill and destroys brings so much demon on you that now you are not able to be like, it just does something to your spirit and your soul. That's what sins do. It's not that it makes you bad, it's just that it gets in the way of your goodness. And a lot of times we just want to say, okay, because I have to acknowledge it, I should feel shameful. The unconditional love of God says, as I forgive you, so shall you forgive yourself. And to be able to wash yourself, there are a lot of things I've done in my life that I'm not too proud of. But in Christ, I find solace. I found peace. I found forgiveness and love and acceptance. No matter how many times I mess up, I find that. So do not let anybody judge you or condemn you for your sin, because God is ready to forgive you and help you heal regardless of your sin. And he said, I knew the plans I had for you before your mother knew you was in the womb. He said, like, I knew the plans I had for you, plans to prosper you and create a future. That's what the Lord said. I have plans for you. And sins get in the way of God's plan. Disobedience gets in the way of God's plans. And toxicity, demon time, get in the way of the angel coming out of you. That's all I'm saying. It's not a question of right or wrong, good and bad. It's a question of you can have the best. It's just looking at it differently, right? So let's talk about fornication. If you said, I will withdraw and sacrifice from having sex with men that don't love me, God will surely find out you will get that husband. Plus, ain't nothing more beautiful than a disciplined woman. I'm telling you. As much as we want it, when we can't have it, we want it more. And we want something more than what we wanted, because it just lets us know about your character. All my guys operating at demon time right now saying, you're messing it up for me, bruh. Well, rightly I should, because you also are tired of having women come and take your money and leave. You wanna build a family. But if you want to build a family, but you got the boy mindset of playing the women that can be your wife, it's going to be hard for you to do that. You know, subconsciously, as a man, that's what you want. Well, some of you have not grown to want that. And you got a lot of growing to do. Because if you're so powerful, don't you want that power to live on in your seed, where you can lead a family and build a legacy and have your image remade? Like, you want to call yourself as God, because the word says you too are gods, but you be like a God, create something, create a kingdom for a wife, for your queen and your children, right? Heal yourself so now you can bring healing to your family. That's beautiful, but it's hard to do that when you have the I want to play women mentality. The women who wants a financially stable household, and you're looking for a king who makes six figures, but yet you're actually looking for people where you're exchanging sex for money subconsciously. You know, it's hard for you to get that when you're doing that. When you're like, unless you buy me a Birkin, I can't be with you. It's hard for you to get that when you have that mentality. Now, does that not mean you should be dating people? Absolutely should be dating. But I'm saying date with respect for yourself, right? When I date now is my question, my thing is, are you close to God? Can we have some devotion time? Are you willing to build? Are you willing to, do you want to impact the world? Are you all about yourself, or are you about bigger mission, right? How do you respond to adversity, right? Let's build intimacy before we have sex, right? Let's do that. Now, does that mean that I don't have a part of me that says I want to hit that ass? I got that. I do. But I have a part of me that says, just a little jokey joke. I have a part of me that says I want to see what that spirit do. You want to see? I also want to see what that spirit do. Right? I want to see the spirit that dwells within you. You know, I still want to hit that, but I want to see what the spirit do, right? I don't just want to see what the mouth do, right? I want to see what the spirit do. Now, there's a reason for that. Why? Because I'm growing. I'm healing, right? I'm just growing. I'm just healing. I'm just getting better. I'm becoming. When I was a boy, I thought as a boy. Now, as I am growing to be a man, learning what that is, I am giving up boy choices, right? I am thinking kingship, leadership. I'm thinking of how do I help people grow, right? I have an intention for things, right? I'm not looking for these things. I'm having attention, and I'm still battling myself at the same exact time. Battling it every day. It's a fight, y'all. When you make a decision, don't mean that, oh, all of a sudden you have been redeemed and washed by the Spirit. Now, all of a sudden you don't see no booties. The asses be fat. You get what I'm saying? You see them. And you have that part of you that's just like that. I cannot tell you I'm overly righteous, man. But I'm like, I gotta conquer my sexual demons. I gotta conquer my sexual addictions. I gotta conquer it. Right? Because I got something to do here. You got something to do here. You got something to do here. You're not just meant to give your energy and time to the matrix. You got something to build here. You have a legacy to build. You got a family to build. You have something to do here. When you have something to do here, you're not going to accept everything from yourself. You're going to still have to fight yourself. But when you got something to do here, oh snap, I got white stuff on my mouth. When you got something to do here, you're going to do whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to become the better version of yourself, you got to do it. You got to give some stuff up to grow up. You got to let some stuff go so you can grow. And once you let go, you're going to grab onto everything that the Lord has in store for you. That's my message, and I'm sticking to it. It's the Holistic Motivator. Shout out to everybody listening to this, and hopefully this added some value into your life. If you want more of this consistently, go to my YouTube channel, click the link in my bio, and watch some of the videos. I got so many videos that can touch your soul, your heart, your body, your mind, and help you holistically. Or you can listen to my podcast. Some of you said my voice is very peaceful and healing. Well, you can listen to this 24/7, baby. Go to edtalksdaily.com and you can actually listen to my podcast. You can listen to it, subscribe to the podcast. You can listen to it on the go. I have over 400 episodes on so many different subjects. No matter what you're growing through, I got a word for you, because God got me, God got you, and I'm just here to serve you. I'm your servant. I serve you. So that's how I serve, with my voice, with my words, and with my encouragement. Once again, go to edtalksdaily.com, subscribe to the podcast, and also go to my YouTube channel, The Holistic Motivator, and you're going to be able to watch videos and a whole Qigong and a whole lot of things. So I appreciate y'all for watching, and thank you for all the positive vibes, positive words, and shout out to Brenda. Shout out to Brenda for loving the live, getting it out there. Shout out to everybody who tapped in, who like, comment, do all the good stuff. Y'all have a wonderful rest of your day. Yesterday was Good Friday. We're going to Easter. So consecrate, sacrifice, and may the peace of the Lord be with you. Before we go, I'm going to say a quick prayer. Father God, thank you for this gathering of souls plugged up to the words you have shared through me. I thank you for getting us here together in one space. And as we embark our day and our new week starting next week, I ask that you will give us the strength, fortitude, and courage to consecrate, discipline, and sacrifice, so that we can step into the heaven on earth that lies in the peace of you, Lord. Please bring peace into our hearts, courage, the breastplate of righteousness, so that way we may take the action steps of fasting, consecrating, sacrificing, so that you may reveal in the spirit what you will bring out in the flesh. Allow us to not hold our past against us, as you do not hold it against us, but you use it to build us up. Please give us the strength and fortitude to confess and admit our wrongdoings, so that we may be better at what we do and who we are. Forgive us for our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. May the peace of the Lord be with y'all, and may you stay blessed, and may he lead you toward the path of righteousness and healing. Peace.